how's the food like in Worcester? Did you always have dessert or something after lunch or dinner, like ice cream or?
Yes, there was dessert.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that much of a backwater.
I thought the food was actually quite reasonable.
Oh, you mean, sorry, do you mean in the school now?
Yeah, in the school.
Oh, in the school. Yeah, they had puddings, didn't they?
Yeah, I thought
it was good. No, at tea time they had, like, you could have a piece of cake instead.
Oh, did you have tea time?
Yeah, but
okay.
Because it was boarding school, but at lunchtime we had... there was a choice actually.
Nice.
You had either a hot pudding or a cold one.
Oh,
so the hot one might be things like sponge and custard or crumble and custard or things like that. And then the cold one, you might have a Black Forest gâteau or cheesecake. And the thing is, the cheesecake used to be quite entertaining because it would be really difficult to cut.
Oh.
And then you'd finally cut through it, and then it would fly across each one piece to each end of the table.
That's because the base was very hard, wasn't it?
It was. Yes. And then you'd cut it all of a sudden, and like, it would end up in two different people's laps. That one used to be quite entertaining.
Imagine the fun you could have had had you had audio boo then.
Oh, I know. Really good stereo cheesecake booze. Yeah. That could have been interesting. And they had... I remember when they used to have the days when former students came in, and I suppose because some of them were governors and things as well. I'm sure they used to buy in the cheesecake for those days, so you knew that you could have cheesecake on a special occasion like that. You'd actually be able to cut the base without it flying everywhere.